Professor Buzzkill. Mini Myths.
Howdy, howdy, Buzzkillers. It's the old professor here with your mini myth for the week. We're going to talk this week about the myth that the White House was first painted white after it was destroyed in the War of 1812. One of the more obvious and visible effects of that war was the damage caused during the British attack on Washington on the 24th of August, 1814, 2 years into the war. After defeating American forces at the Battle of Bladensburg, the British marched on defenseless Washington, D.C., and sacked and burned it. The Capitol building and the White House were more or less gutted. Although the walls remained, the exterior walls, they were heavily stained and blackened by the destructive fire. One of the more common myths about the White House and White House history is that it was painted white for the first time in order to cover up those scorch marks and the other damage from the 1814 fire. It was after this painting, so the story goes, that the White House started to be called the White House. And this myth was only enhanced with the advent of chain emails sent around starting in the 1990s. Now, as much as that story may touch the patriotic heart and stroke patriotic pride about the survival and the renewal of the country, it's not true. The White House was always white. It was given a coat of whitewash when it was finished in 1798 because its sandstone construction needed to be protected against the weather. The earliest reference we have to someone referring to it as the White House was in 1811 when a British minister to the United States referred to it as such in a letter to one of his ministerial colleagues back in London. In early 1912, before the war broke out, a Massachusetts congressman, for instance, wrote in a letter, quote, "There is much trouble at the White House," and by this he means political trouble. "There's much trouble at the White House as we call it." And he goes on to say, "I mean the president's house." Now, undoubtedly, Buzzkillers, the fresh coat of white paint that the mansion received while it was being rebuilt contributed to the increased use of the term White House throughout the first half of the 19th century. But what's perhaps most interesting about this story is that it gives us an opportunity to discuss the range of names that that building has had throughout its history. Its original name was the President's House. It was designed by the Irish-American architect James Hoban, and its cornerstone was laid in 1792 during the presidency of George Washington. It was finished in 1800, and John Adams was the first president to live there. President's House was more or less the official name of the building, with White House being used informally until roughly 1850. After that, Executive Mansion was the preferred official name. But White House became more or less universally used throughout the rest of the 19th century, so much so that President Theodore Roosevelt issued an executive order making it the White House, the official government name, starting in 1901. And in case you're wondering, Buzzkillers, the last time the White House got a full repainting was 1989. We'll let you know when the next one is scheduled to come around. In the meantime, go visit Washington, D.C. and do the tourist thing. Even grumps like me think it's fun. Talk to you next week.